Good afternoon, everybody. Today I'll be talking about opioid calc, the New York City Department of Health's mobile app to support safe opioid prescribing. Overdose from opioid analgesics is a public health crisis, both nationally and in New York City. In New York City, opioid analgesic overdose deaths increased by 256% during 2000 to 2013, a substantial increase. Also in 2013, more than one New Yorker died every other day from opioid analgesic overdose. Several studies have shown that fatal and non-fatal overdose are associated with opioid prescribing patterns. And one of these risky prescribing patterns is high-dose prescriptions. So what are high-dose opioid prescriptions? They're defined as greater than or equal to 100 morphine milligram equivalents, or MMEs. And for those of you unfamiliar with this term, MME is the strength of an opioid relative to morphine, and it can be used as a common unit of comparison between different types of opioid drugs. And an example is shown here on the slide. One pill of 30 milligram oxycodone equals 45 MME, and three pills of 30 milligram oxycodone would be 135 MME. And we care about high-dose opioid prescriptions because there are risks associated with them. A landmark study showed that opioid dosages 100 MME or greater per day increase overdose risk by 9 times compared with dosages 0 to 20. So consequently, the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene recommends 100 MME as a threshold for caution and patient reassessment. But prescribers are typically not trained to calculate MME, so this is not part of standard medical school and residency teaching. So we identified this as an opportunity to develop a mobile app for smartphones called Opioid Calc to calculate MME and help prescribers reduce overdose risk. And to put this in a larger context, this app is one of several interventions that the New York City Department of Health put into place to address the opioid public health crisis. So really we're talking about a multi-pronged approach, and this is one example. So first we confirmed the need for this technology using an internet search of existing similar tools. And what we found out there as far as most of the similar tools related to MME was that they were used for dose conversion. So in other words, if a patient needed to switch from one opioid to another, but not for overdose prevention. So then we developed this app using an interdisciplinary team composed of information technology specialists, epidemiologists, physicians, and pharmacists. And then we beta tested the tool with New York City physicians because we wanted to make sure it was practical and acceptable. And the result was the creation of Opioid Calc, which is a tool that calculates total MME per day based on type of opioid analgesic, strength, and quantity. An alert indicates increased overdose if it's greater than or equal to 100 MME. It's quick and it's free, and it required about 1,000 hours of staff time to develop. And here's a screenshot of the app. And it contains the most common generic forms of opioid analgesics. And as you can see here, you can enter multiple types of drugs at the same time. The alert in red is up at the top. And where it says click for more information, that links to our judicious opioid prescribing guidelines. So our next job was to promote opioid health. And we did this in a variety of ways. The first example is banner ads on internet sites for New York City clinicians. And you can see an example to the right with some of our messaging. High dose equals high risk. And at the bottom of this list, you'll see a public health detailing campaign in the Bronx. And that is ongoing right now. And that is one-to-one health educational visits targeting over 1,000 prescribers. And we focus on judicious prescribing, and this is one of the resources that we offer them. So the app was released on June 17th, 2014, about a year ago, And to date, there have been almost 3,000 downloads. So in conclusion, the New York City Department of Health successfully developed an app to support safe prescribing of opioids. Additional promotion is needed, and you all can help today by downloading the app. If you just go to the App Store or Google Play and you search for one word, opioid calc. I have also brought some flyers here that I'm going to put on the little table over there, and it tells you how to download the app. We will also look at local prescribing data to monitor for changes in high-dose prescribing patterns. And finally, information technology should be a part of a multi-pronged public health response to address the opioid analgesic public health crisis. Thank you.
We have time for a couple questions.
Chris Ryan from Broome County Health Department, just up behind the frame. Does the smartphone app, fascinating, does it include methadone, which has some idiosyncratic kinetics?
It has, it's not shown on the, at the bottom there. So it does in a limited way, so it includes doses that would be used in the setting of pain management,
right,
but not doses that would be used for treatment of opioid use disorder. Yeah.